It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. We have a great show for you this week, a really big show for you this week. It's so big, in fact, that I am joined not by three, not by two Cut 4 staffers, but by just one. That's how big it is. Gemma Konecko is joining me. Gemma.
Hi, I'm here.
How are
just
you?
Just me. I'm great. I'm good.
It's just the ex-theater major contingent
The
Cut 4 staff.
Mm-hmm. So I know everyone really wants us to hear, but talk about our favorite Shakespeare plays.
Yeah, so. I think so. I mean, we were having that whole discussion about Hamlet and whether Fortinbras is important.
Essential,
so
I think.
I think that we'll definitely import that.
Great.
Into the Cut forecast.
Because that's what the people want. That's what baseball fans want.
I think so. Yeah. They want a good Shakespearean story of, you know, Bryce Harper overcoming, you know, he's kind of Shakespearean.
He's Fortinbras, though.
Bryce Harper is Fortinbras?
Well, because Fortinbras is still alive at the end of that play.
Okay, but ignoring all the deaths and stuff, I feel like he's more of a Hamlet figure.
No way.
Yeah.
Why?
He's the protagonist, first of all.
Sure. Okay. No, he's like Hotspur. I know that doesn't actually really map very well for his future, but just character-wise.
I was gonna say, yeah, I don't think he wants to be Hotspur.
But Hotspur is the best character in that play.
Okay.
Who cares about Henry?
Okay, I'll grant
you that. Henry is so boring, and his plan is dumb. Anyway.
What's interesting about this is that we intentionally decided not to talk about Shakespeare, and yet the moment we bring him up, we had to talk about it. And that's how important he is. It's how important he is to baseball. Mm-hmm. But today, we are just around the corner from opening day. And so we are far closer to opening day 2015 than we are to Shakespeare's lifetime. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about opening day. I know.
That was such a great seg.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So I know that I am excited for opening day. I know that I've, you know, seen a ton of them, and I'm always like trying to support my teams. And, you know, now I love watching all these players play, and, you know, all of these guys I'm so excited to see. When we were in spring training, I was talking to a lot of the fans there, and multiple times I saw fans who were showcasing their love of their team with tattoos. And I saw like a bunch of them. There was a Red Sox fan with a tattoo. There was a Mets fan with a tattoo. The Mets fan also had a Rays tattoo. The guy just clearly loved baseball. And it got me thinking that, like, in preparation for opening day, how passionate, or rather, what is the most ridiculous thing I would do to show my passion for my team? Like, I, you know, these guys, they have permanent tattoos. I would probably, like, I would consider it.
Would you get it someplace that could always be seen? Like, would you get that you couldn't really cover? Like, would you get it, like, on
it
your
depends.
Forearms?
Well, it depends on the tattoo. Because, like, if a team, yeah, probably I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But not a player, because you never know what's going to happen with a player.
You wouldn't get, so you, like, wouldn't get a back tattoo that was, like, a jersey.
That I would not do.
Your favorite player.
Would you do that?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, I would not do that.
Well, what's the furthest you would go? Would you get a tattoo?
I might get a tattoo. Maybe. But just a logo.
A visible tattoo?
Probably not. Probably not a visible tattoo. I would need to have to cover it up.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay, so
I'm nowhere near as brave as that Mets Rays guy. I loved those tattoos.
Well, let me tell you what I love about that guy is that he was a big Mets fan, so he got the Mets tattoo. Lives in Florida now. And he was not afraid to also get a Rays tattoo.
Right.
Which, like, good for you, man. Because, like,
your life has changed. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would feel like I'd have to explain that to people. Because I'd be like, oh, yeah, well, okay, I'm from New York and I'm a big Mets fan, but also now I live in Florida and, you know, I love the Rays. Like, that's a whole story. And I don't want to tell the whole story. I just want people to see it and get it.
Yeah, and he doesn't really have to, though, because now it's like a quilt. That's kind of nice.
He had to tell me the story because I went and asked him about it. And I would be like, you know, if it were me, I'd be like, well, you know, I have to tell this random guy the story again, you know.
I mean, you could just get the full text, like one of those really intense
in Chinese,
in
Chinese character.
No,
yeah.
No, that would be atrocious.
All right, so tattoos, maybe not.
We've decided that we would only go logos.
Logo, like a team logo.
Yeah, and even then.
What about a stadium?
Like a back tattoo. I remember that back tattoo of the guy who had Dodger Stadium on his back. I don't think I could do that. I will, because I think that I would just be a whiny baby about it. It seems like it would hurt too much to get that big of a...
Well, what about, would you shave the team's logo into your head? I've seen people do that.
I have seen that too. I feel like I wouldn't, but then again, I actually haven't had a haircut since I was a child.
Like an actual haircut?
Yeah. So I think that would be, like, your take on this really, like, you know, it was very significant that Kutch cut his dreads.
Right.
I have been growing my hair out for a very long time as well. The last time I got a professional haircut, I was 5 years old. So shaving a logo into my head would be maybe a little bit, like more, you know, when girls cut their hair, everyone's always like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, you have to have some huge life change. So everyone would be like, why did you shave the logo into your head?
True.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
You know, it would be a big deal.
In, like, kind of hackneyed TV shows, it's always like a like
I'm going to cut my hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They did it on the newsroom, that's how you know.
I
would do it, though, because
hair... Yeah, because your hair's short, so
it'll
just grow back.
Well, not only is it short, it literally, it will grow back in, like, a day. It's the Harry Potter
there
thing.
There you go.
Where, like,
what about, like a goatee shape? Would you, like, do a facial hair shape of a logo?
That... I feel like the hair is more, like, socially acceptable.
Right, but we're not talking about, like, socially acceptable. We're talking about, like, dedication to your team. Like, who cares what the
opening,
world
I would do it for opening
if your
day.
Team knows that you love them.
I would do it for opening day.
All right. Okay.
Because it's just...
Will you do it for opening day this year?
It's not, I don't think it's long enough for me to really do it for
you
opening
day. You said it was going to grow back in a day.
The
Come
hair
on.
Does, not the facial hair.
All right, well...
Which team? Or should I just do the MLB logo?
You should probably do the MLB logo.
I should
logo.
Do the Cut 4 logo.
You should do the Cut 4 logo.
And just shave it right in here.
Yes, yeah, you should do it Burns. Cut 4 Burns.
Yeah, and that's what people can call me, like Star Burns
yes,
on Community.
Exactly like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah,
so I would do that.
You and should do it.
Like, I would do that
Listeners
for a day.
Listeners of the podcast, please tweet at Dakota Gardner that he should have Cut 4 Burns for opening day.
Yeah, okay. if it's... do that, and we'll see what happens. I'm not ready to commit to that, but I would consider it.
Also, everyone who's not here, just by mission, I'm assuming that they approve and would also do it, because they're all dudes, too, and can grow facial hair.
That, like, the other Cut 4
yes,
writers?
Yes, I have assigned them to do this as
they
well.
Would totally do it.
Yeah, they would.
I would do the hair as well, because that, I just feel like you see that more often. I think of, like, Nerlens Noel of the Philadelphia 76ers. When he announced that he was going to join Kentucky, he shaved Tuck into his head. That was how he announced it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I would do that for, you know, a team.
Yeah.
I think I would do that. The facial hair thing is tougher. Even though you could shave that off immediately.
Right.
You have that
you
day.
You also have to sculpt it. That's
like, I would not be able to do that.
Yeah, you're going
to
need a stylist for this.
Yeah.
We're going to need to get you a stylist.
Okay, cool. We'll expense it. Let me ask you one more. Would you wear only team-specific clothing every day of baseball season? So, like... You know, you grew up a Tigers fan, so would you wear Tigers shirt, Tigers hat, if you could find them, Tigers pants,
oh my
and
God.
Tiger flip-flops? Would you do that every day for the summer, for the whole season?
If I could find acceptable, like, Tigers pants or, like, a Tigers skirt, I would probably do it.
What about Tiger print?
Acceptable, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, yes, that would be great. I also wear Tiger stuff a lot
anyway. That's true.
So
yeah.
I just have a lot of it. So I think I could make my full wardrobe out of that.
Yeah. See, I would gladly do it.
Yeah.
Because, like,
team would you pick?
Well, I would do most of the teams. If I grew up a Red Sox fan, so I would like to do that. I have the
right,
most
that's right.
the most apparel I have. But, like, I like the Cubs logo and their whole logo.
I think
a whole lot.
I feel like Dodgers has a lot of range. I would definitely
totally.
Do Dodgers.
Pirates.
Yeah.
You know, they're all
Pirates
kinds
is,
of
you know, you can really stretch that one too. So if you just wanted to dress up like a pirate, would that count?
Even better.
Yeah.
There's that holiday in September.
Right. Talk
like a pirate day.
Uh-huh.
Which, fun fact, is also my brother's birthday. And he hates it because of that.
Does he have a pirate name? Does it?
No, he doesn't. His name is Jonathan. Oh, he goes by Jonah. But,
all right, you know, well.
Jonar. That doesn't work.
That's kind of okay. Okay, well, let me take it a step further and say, would you wear apparel that had only been game-worn? Like, remember our memorabilia conversation?
Could I wash it?
I guess. I guess you could wash it.
If I could wash it, sure. Because then it's just, you know, everybody would be like, hey, whose jersey is that? Well, guess what? This is actually Anthony Rizzo's jersey.
But if you couldn't wash it, like workout clothes, like hats, game worn.
If I couldn't wash it, I don't know. Because then I'd be the guy who just smells like a baseball player all year.
But isn't that the greatest tribute to baseball
but
players?
They get to shower and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
true.
And put on fresh clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I would just constantly be that guy. You'd all fire me. There's no way you would be like, yeah, we're going to sit next to that guy.
We would
guy.
Make you work in your own separate room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
that's
Ian,
true.
Who sits in his own
room. Maybe because of all the game-worn memorabilia.
That's true. That's why
that
he does it.
Sorry, Ian.
What about, this is one we've seen, mm-hmm. where there are kids named, you know, Camden Yards or Fenway Parks, I think is out there.
Yeah, that
would you name, if you had a child, would you name that child after either a, you know, a baseball player or some sort of aspect of a team? Are you willing to make that commitment?
I don't think that that's that crazy because, I mean, most baseball players, I mean, they have names that people are named. So
totally.
It's, yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
But like,
bizarre.
It's not, the names themselves aren't the concern that I think a lot of people have. So much as like the fact that that is why the child is named, like explaining that to people at like a party or whatever, or like when that child is older. Like I'm named after a soap opera character, for example.
Is that why your name is Dakota?
Yes. And so like
wait, what?
Well, see, when I say that to people, this is the reaction, right?
Yeah,
so then if you know, if I named my son Yasiel, and they're like, well, why is your son named Yasiel? Or if they asked, you know, Yasiel Gardner, why are you named Yasiel? And they'd be like, well, my dad is like really into Yasiel Puig. Then, like, you know, maybe he might not like Puig as much as I do because he has to explain that all the time. And, well, like, I get frustrated that I have to explain that I'm named after soap opera character.
But I would never have assumed that. I guess if you pick something, like,
but
people are just named Dakota. Really?
People ask, oh, you know, first there's North or South, which I
lame,
get all the time.
Boring.
Right.
Terrible joke.
But then, like, once you get past that, there's always, like, why are you named Dakota? That's very Western.
I think that's so bizarre. I think that I would only, I mean, if my child, their first name was like Jeter, that would be one thing. I would not do that.
Okay.
But I think that just naming a kid the first name of a baseball player you like isn't nuts. And I don't think that asking the question would be that much of a struggle to explain, but I don't know.
Well, what about after a stadium?
That's harder because now all of the, because what am I going to do? Name my kid like Globe Life Kaneko?
Maybe. You might.
Yeah.
It's a very good name. It's tough. Because, like, if you're, a lot of those names are not, you know, people names ordinarily.
Right, so, right. That's rough.
Parks or their last are, names.
Yeah.
Or town.
Whereas, like,
names.
I've met Camdens in this life.
Right.
You know, that's fine.
Yeah. I've not met many Fenways.
No, I've met no Fenways.
Not too many Dodgers. Although that'd be
except
like
for
a
the
fun.
Artful
yeah, the
one.
Artful Dodger. Oh, hello.
No. Yeah, he was obviously named after the Brooklyn Dodgers. That's exactly what was going on there.
I think I have my history right on that.
Yeah. I think our timelines are really correct. Well, what about, like, would you change your own name?
Would I change my own
name? If you could, yeah.
Well, I've grown, as frustrating as it is to explain to people that I'm named after soap opera.
Would you change your name to Yasiel? Oh my God, you might. You might actually do it.
Here's the
thing. That was a long pause.
It would depend on a lot of factors of, like, how his career turned out. And, like, I can say that, no, I probably would not.
Right.
But if he did something that truly amazed me, like, if he hit 7,000 home runs, then I would be like, well, okay. Like, at that point, he hit 7,000 home runs.
Incredible.
I have to, like, you know, he would have to be far and away the greatest baseball player of all time. And, like, pay for all of my children's college and, like, all of, like, he would have to go above
all
and
right,
beyond.
Okay.
Then I would probably do it. Wait. But I would, you know, I have no problem with the name Yasiel. I would be happy being Yasiel. But I like being Dakota, too.
That's neat. Well, I mean, so is that what it would take for you to name your kid after a baseball player? Is, like, a personal relationship with said baseball player?
No.
Okay.
I would not go that far. I, like, you know, there are plenty of baseball players.
Would you give a kid, like, the middle name Pedro?
That I would consider. I do love Pedro Martinez.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I would absolutely consider and have considered.
are currently
in the process of considering.
Changing your own middle name to Pedro.
Yeah, I should do that, actually. Yeah, that'd be really good. Or just add it in.
Yeah, why not? I have a couple
I'll add
names.
In, like, just... five middle names from baseball players.
Yeah, you should do that. Why not? That should be something that people do. It's just a middle name.
That's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea of, like, people adding in names.
Right, yeah, because...
Who cares? Like, how often are you giving your full name anyway?
Never, really, and no one cares about middle names at all.
Right.
Yeah.
And, unless... like, you can just sort of say, oh, well, I go by whatever. And,
right.
Like, people are like, okay, that's fine.
Yes. I think this is a new
this
tribute,
is a, really
a new
good
fan
plan.
Tribute that should
Great.
Happen. Yes.
It,
middle names. My friend's brother's middle name is already Ichiro. Like, it just is that. So
it,
there
wait,
we go.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is your brother?
It's not my brother, my friend's brother.
Oh, your friend's brother. How old is your friend's
Brent?
Brother?
20. I'm the worst. He's younger than us. Is he? He's,
but he wasn't
21,
born in like 2001.
No.
Okay.
No.
So.
Yeah.
I thought he might.
We're Japanese, so he just has a Japanese middle name.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Yeah.
I didn't consider that point.
Mm-hmm. But you know, we can say it's an early trend. obviously people were watching, you know, Nippon Baseball.
That is true. I bet there are a lot of people named Ichiro now.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. We recently celebrated we're approaching the 40th anniversary of Elton John performing at Dodger Stadium. It's this huge, huge concert. He performed there in October 1975. We did a post about it a couple days ago. It was Elton John's birthday. Are you okay?
Excuse me. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm worse. Coughing. We did.
Yeah. This is a no cough. This is a very professional podcast that you can't mess up with your coughing. We were doing. Allow me to continue my setup here for this. So we did a post. A lot of photos. A lot of great images. Some video. You should check it out. MLB.com/cut4. But it got me thinking. Every year there are always these concerts that happen at Major League stadiums. And, you know, we hear a lot now. I think Foo Fighters are playing at Citi Field, and Taylor Swift is playing, I forget where she's playing.
Minute Maid?
Yeah. And I think a handful of ballparks. Mm-hmm. So which current band would you like to see play at a ballpark, and which stadium would you like to see them play at? Because a lot of these stadiums have, like, really cool history and, mm-hmm. like, really great sight lines and just are really fun atmosphere or are in a really great neighborhood and all that kind of stuff. And all that really goes into the concert experience. So what, like, first of all, which band do you want to just see in general? And second of all, where do you want to see them?
I already cheated on this question, and okay. I did not pick a current band. I went White Stripes Reunion, Comerica.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I never got to see the White Stripes, which
really
is the saddest thing to me. I've seen Jack White, but I never saw the White Stripes.
You never saw the White Stripes?
No.
And you're from Detroit.
I know.
How is that possible? I thought you're all legally required to see them.
I know. I'm on the run. That's why I live in New York now. They kicked me out. Like, you can't be here anymore.
Well, have you seen Eminem?
I haven't seen Eminem. I don't go to a lot of concerts, is the thing. Because they're so expensive. And anyway. Not all concerts, but Jack White is expensive. Okay. I would like to see the White Stripes Reunion at Comerica because I think the atmosphere would be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be insane.
Yeah.
Which member of the Tigers do you think should open for him?
Oh wait. So that's I guess Brian Holiday. He plays the guitar, or he carries one around. I don't know if he actually plays it, but he owns one, so he can probably learn some chords.
The geographic resonance. That's key. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's important. Just because the city really likes him anyway.
That's true.
So that would be some good energy. And I want Meg back. I want Meg back.
If you were gonna do like a, you know, a band that doesn't exist in Detroit, I feel like you'd go with, like, you know, some sort of a Motown.
Well, yeah, but that would require some kinds of lots of magic.
That's true
for
too.
For that to happen.
That is true too.
Yeah, I would also love to see a Motown. I would if like I could
like
go back
whole
in time.
Motown
I would love
like
to
a
see
Jackson 5 reunion.
That would be so good. Or the Temptations, magical. Like, it would just be incredible.
Yeah.
I think Jackson 5 would be the most fun.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a shame.
I mean, I have many options on this list, but tell me one of yours.
Well, okay, so for me, I feel like the venue is really important. I think mm-hmm. that's like one of the most important aspects of any concert. You can see, you know, I saw Kendrick Lamar at Barclays Center. Love Kendrick Lamar. Didn't love the concert because it felt really big, and he's a little bit smaller and intimate.
Yeah, definitely.
At that concert, it probably felt like it should have been. So I was, you know, I didn't love it. I think of like Dodger Stadium. Super open, super airy. Mm-hmm. Just that it has one of the best sort of vibes of any stadium in baseball.
Yes, yeah.
And so that to me is like one of the sort of concert experiences, like one of the best that you could have mm-hmm. of the baseball stadiums. And I would want a band that like could totally sort of deal with that kind of airy vibe of, you know, hey, whatever, come enjoy the show, you know, enjoy the sort of beautiful views and the wonderful weather that we have here. And so for me, it is the Scotland Twee act, Belle and Sebastian.
Really?
Yes. I would love to see them at
They seem kind
Dodger
of small,
Stadium.
Too, though. I mean, see, I've seen them a couple of times.
I've seen
I
them,
have
too.
Seen.
Yeah.
And I saw them outside. Yeah.
I saw them outside when I saw them.
Yes.
Really, the reason why is that when I was, like, 15, I had the Coachella DVD. I don't know if you remember this. It existed.
That's really
and
horrible.
And they played at Coachella, and it looked like an awesome show. And I just want to replicate that, but I don't want to actually go to Coachella. So I was like, this, we'll have them play at Dodger Stadium, because
really
then I can
close.
Just go to that.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
I don't have to deal with that.
I don't want to see a really big band in Dodger Stadium.
Like U2?
No. Like Polyphonic Spree, where there are actually like 12,000 people
music?
In the band. I have no idea if they still make music, but there's hundreds and hundreds of people in that band. And I feel like
that's true.
A ballpark concert kind of requires a presence like that. That's really large and theatrical because they're really crazy. Their shows that they do, everyone is indistinguishable. They're like wearing white shiny cloaks and light is pinging off of them. And then imagine them having to do a first pitch. That would be really funny.
Okay.
Just because there's so many.
They could just hand it off.
Yes. Yeah.
Down the
yeah,
line, and then the last guy, that one guy,
just like drops it into the catcher's glove.
But see, if you're talking about a lot of people and like spectacle, I feel like somebody like Parliament Funkadelic, that would be really good.
Much better. That would be awesome to see at Dodger Stadium. Yeah. Yes.
Because you know that'd be great.
Yes.
Talk about reunions we want. Or I think they're still together. Are they still together?
We have no idea what bands are still making.
I have no idea.
We only pick bands that we have like adopted in our youth and can
It's true. Yeah.
Like from.
It's basically who I was into when I was 16.
Yeah. I mean, I also had Chance the Rapper on my list because I just want to see him. Yeah. I had him, because I was thinking a lot about local stuff. So obviously The Cell, but.
Well, that was my original. I was thinking that I wanted to see like Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that, like, I would want to see him at Wrigley Field because that's obviously, like, really cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of old-timey. It's small. But, like, I feel like he would play better, like, in sort of a bigger stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, and I also feel like he should be on the south side. So, like, U.S. Cellular Field. But, you know, that I'd want to see him at Wrigley. I don't know. There's a lot with that. So, I don't know. I'll see him anywhere, though. So, Kanye...
Just ever.
Yeah.
If you ever
if you
play
want to
a
come
show,
perform,
Kanye,
you can perform at
we
the,
know you listen to the Cut Forecast.
Yeah, you can pop on and we'll talk to you
about
which stadiums you should perform at. We won't take pictures, we promise. So you don't have to worry about that. It's an audio podcast.
Yeah.
So I think that would be good.
You can tell us about your fan experiences.
I would love to see his first pitch.
Me too. Oh, man. That would be worth anything.
Right?
Yeah.
That's worth the price of admission.
Absolutely.
A Kanye West first pitch.
Mm-hmm. I think they could probably up the admission just for that. just knowing that was going
to
be
He should pull a Will Ferrell and go to spring training and play in all the games.
Yes! Yeah, that would be... He would have so much more than a helicopter, though. His entrances would
that
be
is true.
Nonsense.
He would need to, like,
one.
Parachute in on, like,
yes.
a parachute made by Gucci. And... That'd be really great. He personally designed the parachute.
Obviously.
And it's for sale for $20,000. That would be...
Just for his personal use.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That seems right. Mm-hmm. That seems exactly like what would happen.
Is there anybody else you'd want to see?
I mean, I also just thought of other things that amused me. Like anyone from the Arts and Crafts label, I would like to see perform... Probably, I mean, I was like, maybe they'll play in Toronto, because that's where they are, like, Feist, you know, or Broken Social Scene, but mostly because the idea of Feist throwing a first pitch was really funny to me.
That is really
funny. Yeah.
I think, frankly, most musical acts, the idea of them doing something athletic...
Is amusing.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny.
And which is interesting, because there are many baseball players who are very musical. And so...
You know who should play in Wrigley?
Who?
Sufjan Stevens. I think he would like that.
I think he would like that.
I like the emphasis. Like, I think he would like
he
that.
He would enjoy that.
Not sure how much
well,
other people
I feel
would.
Like there are other venues that he would do better at.
Yeah?
I don't know. Like, frankly, I think people in New York love him. And so I feel
this
like he could do at Citi Field because he could then do the BQE, which
this
is the
true.
Piece he wrote about the BQE.
But I mean, he wrote a whole album about Chicago.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
And that's
And it's also
his
very much
album.
About, yeah, it is his best album, and it's very much about the history of the city.
Wait, you that's think that's really... his best album?
Illinois?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That better than Michigan?
Better than Michigan.
Okay.
I like the Michigan album a lot, but I think Illinois is just more, come on, I feel the Illinois has more complexity, it's deeper, it's richer.
All right.
Also, the song about Detroit is just like a list of stuff about Detroit. I'm like, come on, you couldn't write more lyrics than this? There is one part where he just goes, Tigers game.
That's true, he does like, do that. Thing. City Hall.
Yeah.
Ugh, Sufjan, you understand the real heart of baseball, which is just shouting the team's
shouting,
name.
Just shouting the name.
The name of the team.
Nothing else related. Yeah.
Well, but see, that makes it timeless.
Do you think he would get logo beard? Baseball logo beard.
No, I don't.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
I really don't. I think he would write an album about a baseball team.
We should try to get him to do that.
Yeah.
He would also wear a uniform every day, I bet.
Yeah.
My friend saw him in concert and he just wore a Boy Scout uniform that he had. So I feel that it's not too far of a stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throwback uniform the whole time.
Yeah. Well, you know what's interesting? This conversation. And so what I would like you to do. Is maybe take a minute, think about everything that we've talked about, all the just truly enlightening things that we have shared with each other. My name, for instance,
right,
being principal among them. And I want you to come up with like a 140 character tweet that you would possibly tweet out if you were to describe the plot of this podcast. So it can have hashtags. I just want you to sum the whole thing up in one tweet. What do you got?
Okay, this is really simple and easy because I have really only one thing that I want people to take away from this podcast.
Okay.
So it would be @Dakota Gardner should shave #cut4burns for #openingday. #cutforecast.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you using your tweet to try to get people to ask me to shave my sideburns.
That's really all I want from this.
Well, okay.
What's yours?
You are interested, first of all, if you are interested in tweeting that, my Twitter handle @DakotaGardner, and this is the #cutforecast, so feel free to
#cutforburns.
Or if you would like Gemma to maybe shave the Detroit Tigers logo into her head, you can tweet that at her. My tweet is going to be more all-encompassing of this whole conversation, which is
fine.
Ex-theater majors talk baseball, hipster music, and high school? #cutforecast, #thisWasATerribleTweet.
You made that sound really appealing.
Well, you know,
I think it was good, though.
I think, you know,
I think that sounds like a pretty solid description of our eventual TV show. Ex-theater majors talk about baseball and hipster music.
Wow. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
See, you did it better than I did.
It's the same thing that you said.
But you said it with more certainty.
Like, it's our show, you know, that we're going to co-host.
Well, you know what?
Guest Kanye West.
It isn't our show. It was our show. Because, sadly, it is now over. I want to thank you for listening to us. And if you'd like to tweet your own recaps of this show, or if you have something you'd like either of us to shave into our heads, I'm not going to promise that we'll do that, feel free to tweet us @Cut4 with the #Cut4Cast. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Dakota Gardner.
I'm Gemma Kaneko.
And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.